Scripture I'd like to read this morning comes from the book of James, chapter 3. Perhaps it might be somewhat familiar. Now, many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is perfect. He's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. The one that I'd like to cue in on is that part that we may skip over a little bit that says, we all stumble in many ways. James is employing a metaphor here. He's comparing and making an analogy to our lives and our obedience to God's law in comparison to a man who stumbles and trips up. James is saying that one of the reasons we ought to think twice about becoming a teacher is because of the frequency of our sin. Of course, we're not talking about becoming teachers today. Certainly, it does apply to some of us here. But this is useful for all of us because it makes us understand how much sin is a part of our lives. When it comes to the law of God, we are all constantly blundering and lacking any sort of elegance or agility. You might say that we are spiritual klutzes. We're very clumsy when it comes to the law of God. And in all reality, our lives are really compared to a Three Stooges episode or some other slapstick comedy where they're all falling down and slapping each other and tripping and falling over. Really, that's what we all are like spiritually. James says we stumble in many ways. And the idea is of a guy who is so clumsy that he topples over something, and as soon as he gets up and regains his composure, he is on his face one more time. Something else has caught his foot, and he's falling all over the place. It's just a constant roll of bloopers. And that's how our lives are before the Lord. With regard to our tripping up and falling over and erring when it comes to His law. Perhaps you've seen this in your own life. And on a good day, you'll be laying on your bed and you might scroll through the many sins that you committed that day. Or if it's something like I've done just this past week, as you caught yourself and you started repenting, Lord, forgive me for doing that. And the next thought, before you even got the amen out, you were there doing it once again. Whether that covetous spirit in you or that pride that you'd like to say crept in, but it never really crept in because it's always been there. Or maybe it's that spiteful attitude that you have. Well, it's because we are stumbling in many ways and we are spiritually klutzy that we need to go to God and confess our sins and seek His grace. So if you would, please do that with me now. Father in heaven, we confess that we do not deserve the least good thing from you. But indeed, we have forfeited all the rights to your many benefits by virtue of our sins and shortcomings. We recognize that hell ought to receive us and the pains of eternal damnation should fall upon us all because of the guilt that we have incurred through having violated your law. We confess that we are sinners before you and we acknowledge the depth of our corruption. Our iniquity is both frequent and willful. It has been conceived in the dark chambers of our hearts. It has been festering in the foul halls of our minds, and it, like the vomit that it is, has cascaded forth into our public deeds. To be sure, there has been a perpetual flow to our offenses, and we continue to heap hot coals upon our heads because of the works of the flesh. And it's because we have no merit of our own of which to speak that we come to you today. We cast ourselves upon your mercies and rest ourselves solely in the promise of your Son, who was crucified for sinners and condemned in the flesh. Father, we plead the blood of Calvary and we cling to the offer of salvation that is in him. And we ask that you would by no means cast us out as we turn to you. But instead, would you take our guilt away and cause our sin to fall from us like dead branches that have been lopped off? Lord, we do mourn and sorrow over our ungodly waywardness. And we grieve the fact that we have done evil in your eyes. And we pray that you would hear us, not for our sake, but solely for the sake of Christ, who gave himself for us, and for the sake of your glory, that you will receive through it. Amen. The book of Isaiah promises us, I am he who blots out your transgressions, and I will remember your sins no more. Thanks be to God.